Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi guys, it's Jordan from the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. On my show, we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, motherhood, channeling, healing, and so much more. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, and the healing journey I embarked on at that time set me on the path to radical awakening. Let's just say I had no choice but to change my energy, and that opened me up to the most beautiful healing of my life. On my show, you can expect to feel like you're sitting in my living room chatting with old friends. Tune in every Wednesday to connect and hang on the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire.
Girl, hey, welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I am Taylor, and hanging out with me right now is the one and only Shannon Ford. Hey, girl, fucking hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh my God.
I've been dying to say that, really.
We did a pod swap.
Yes.
So I want you guys to understand that, like, the jiving that you're hearing is, like, I just want them to know, like, we're already best friends,
no,
as far as I'm concerned.
You're right, because you know what? That would be a bit dishonest if they just listen to this podcast, which is going to be the most phenomenal thing ever, and they're like, oh my God, you guys hit it off like you couldn't even imagine. We already have had 1 hour of getting to know and love each other, so.
But it was spectacular.
It was fantastic.
So they, like, this is part two, but it's part one.
This is the post-coital podcast.
You got it. We're smoking a cigarette in
yes,
bed.
Honey.
We're having a glass of Sancerre.
Yeah, oh my God. I would love a glass of alcohol right now.
Me too.
Something about being in the city, it would be a problem for me to live here.
Because let's drink all the alcohol.
Okay, let's do that when we leave here.
I mean, I do drink all the alcohol.
So do I.
Wait.
Did you do dry January? Who does that?
Ew, gross. That's for losers. And I'm sorry. And I'm going to say it. And I feel like for whatever reason, the word loser is so triggering to losers.
Wait, can I tell you something? I might be a loser because whenever I say loser to people, I go, by the way, there's no meaner compliment than calling someone a loser and you're a loser. And I'm like, why is it the meanest compliment ever? A loser? Like, that is such, like, playground shit. But for some reason, I'm like, whoa.
People lose their minds whenever you say loser.
Yeah, so. But you're right, to losers.
It's losery.
It is.
Yes.
It is a loser
try
behavior.
Try January. I mean, being sober is not losery. I want to be very clear. But drinking and then taking January off is fucking stupid.
Well, here's my thing. I think do dry January. That's fine. Whatever you want to do. Listen, my fiance did it, but he's like a health nut. So
loser.
Like, I'm like, also, you already do this. So don't act like you're doing it now. Like, you already do
right.
This shit. But I will say, doing dry January and not shutting the fuck up about doing dry January is the same thing as being a vegan and not shutting the fuck up about being a vegan.
It's so annoying.
Like, if you do dry January, stop going out and telling everyone, sorry, I'm doing dry January. Like, shut the fuck up. Stay home. We don't care. Like, everyone's sober curious these days. Like, you don't have to tell me you're doing dry January. Just don't drink, bitch.
Yeah, it's the statement that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Proclamation.
It's the proclamation.
I don't need it. I don't want it.
I don't need it either.
No, thank you.
So we should drink after this.
We should. I'm so down to drink. Wait, okay. Do you want to hang out with me after this?
I have literally nothing else to do and I would love nothing more.
Good.
But not because I have nothing else to do, but I also just want you to know my schedule.
You're like,
is
I have
clear.
Nothing to do. I am just like you, a loser today. So let's.
It's clear. Let's hang out.
What should we do?
Where are we?
We're both tastemakers. We are.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, influencer tastemaker. It's like people like, or what are you wearing? Where do you like to travel to? Where do you like to eat?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what should we, you know what is so frustrating for me? The fact that I pretended to live in New York for a year and I really just paid for an overpriced apartment in Soho.
Fraudulent living in New York.
Couldn't agree more.
She never did it.
Do we have receipts, timelines, nothing?
For real. How long, your apartment, by the way, so fucking sick.
It was one of the worst financial decisions I've ever made in my life. I can't recommend it less. And here is the thing, guys. I did the math. I can't speak on it too much because it makes me physically ill. But I did the math and like I stayed in my apartment in New York that I rented for a year at $7,000 a month. For a year, I stayed in it for, I think a combined 42 days.
No.
Yes.
No.
The answer is yes.
That is disgusting.
Oh my God. It's so crazy. I was so dickmatized by my current fiance. Yep. He does still have me in his dick grasp. And like, I really did, like, I met him. He was in London. I was in Nashville. New York was like a blip on my radar. I was like, $7,000. Never heard of her. Don't care. And my mom was like, this is bad. And I was I should have just broke the lease, but I didn't want to give up.
I have a question. And this is naughty, so you don't have to answer it. But okay. Like, I love to count people's money the way I want to get in your fucking bank account.
Maria, please do I have a... Like I told you, I literally spent all of my money. I'm new money. I told you, look at my outfit. We're on Canal Street. They're like, purses, purses, purses. I'm like, why are they yelling at me so much? Bitch, look what I'm wearing. I've got like fucking metallic nails in my fucking shirts. Like Fendi, Fendi, Fendi. Like I am such a new money hoe.
I love it.
I grew up in a double wide in South Carolina.
Yep.
My parents still live in it. It's fabulous. They've added a like actually extended porch. So from the back end, it kind of looks more of like a house. But from the front, it be... trailer. Yeah, it's a trailer. And so love my life. I had the best childhood ever. I did not know I was not really well off. I thought we were so fucking rich. Like I literally did not get it. One day some girl told me that I lived in a double wide and I was like, mom, get a load of this. Rachel, so we live in a trailer. And my mom was like, well, she wasn't being very nice, but we do. And I was like, what the fuck? We live in a trailer?
I'm fucking like, dead.
What? And my podcast listeners will be like, you tell the story all the time. But like, really, like I had such a beautiful, like blessed life. But anyways, I am such a new money hoe that when I started making money, I was like, oh my God, I have to spend this on all of the things.
All the things.
Like I have spent all my money on things and I have nothing to show for it. And if I had...
I don't believe it. I feel like you're so savvy. You have to, like you have no savings?
No, I have savings. But here's the thing. I always believe in like anytime I go see a psychic or anything, I'm like, first of all, money's never going to be a problem for me. Right. And they're always like, yeah, that's spot on. It never will be. Like,
for real?
I truly believe that money is ever flowing to me. Like it's always going to come. It's always like money isn't real. Like I just don't think it's real. And
like Monopoly.
I'm also my edge I have up on people is I don't fucking care if I ever go broke again. I was broke and I was having the time of my life.
That is
so that's
most
my edge.
Powerful statement I've ever heard. That's the energy for 2024.
Like,
so
I don't care. Like I can do it.
I'm having a therapy session.
I'm just really okay. Like I'll be okay.
So my dad. Okay. My dad. And again, listeners are like, we fucking know. My dad is a doctor. He went to Harvard, but he was like the first in his family to go to college.
Love.
So like just like prodigy.
Yeah, yeah. It's giving prodigy. It's giving privileged on your behalf. But
it's giving virgin.
Oh my God. Yeah, wait. She was like, my dad was a virgin. I swear he's not lying. I swear. And I was like, tell me about your dad. She's like, I'm like, yeah, he sounds like a fucking nerd. Not hard to be a virgin.
Total nerd. Exactly. Exactly.
I believe him.
I believe him. So I grew up though with like, he was so successful, but we also grew up like in a super bougie town where like, there's always so much wealth. So I didn't feel like I drove like...
You felt like the least rich people.
You got it. So like, I remember this kid dropped me off at my parents' house one day and he was like, this is what he said. I thought your dad was a doctor. Ted Lubitz, real name? I'll never forget you. I was so mad at him.
That is really rude. That's Rachel behavior. You live in a trailer. I was like, no, I don't,
married,
you bitch.
Fucking little bitches.
They are probably fucking married. Oh, and she told me Joe Boxer's from Kmart. And I was like, no, it's not. Do you remember the brand Joe Boxer? Smiley yes. face, Kmart.
Yes.
By the way, owned so much of it. I went home. I go, is this from Kmart? My mom was like, now Joe Boxer is a nice brand. And I was like, you're ruining my life. You are ruining my life.
What a snob, Rachel.
I know. Like everyone in Gilbert, South Carolina basically grew up in a trailer. So I don't know what she was on about, but
oh
anyways,
my God, wait
you're right.
Second.
They're probably married.
Rachel must be so obsessed with your life now.
Imagine.
You are human karma for Rachel.
Listen, she said, wow, she really does wear the Fendi tracksuit over and over again.
Can we do a deep dive on Rachel?
I would love to sleuth on Rachel.
Let's do it. Let me go get a drink.
I wish her well, but I'm sure she's not doing.
So I grew up in a house that it was like my dad, he passed his money trauma onto me. He grew up with like, I mean, he grew up definitely, I would say, low middle class. I don't know, maybe
okay.
poor. I'm really not sure. Both parents. I don't really know
how to categorize myself. Cause like, you know, you always get the people that were like, oh my God, Shannon, you're not grow up poor. And I'm like, well, sure. I was not poverty stricken, but like,
right.
Like, but. I'm allowed to live my truth. Okay, anyways.
But so he is like, my dad has such fear about money. And it would like make me sad. I'd be like, Dad, you're so successful. Like, I'm so sad that you can't enjoy it because I grew up with a great life. Like, and now I'm literally.
You're like that?
I'm repeating it. It's wild the cycle. And I agree with you. I think that, like, when you treat money like it's, abundant, I think it just keeps flowing to you. It's like the secret. If you think negative thoughts, beget negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Positive, positive.
Yeah. I also just, like, I'm not an idiot. Like, people love, like, the favorite thing on the internet, and I don't know if you ever get this, probably not, because you actually were a really successful radio host and you had, like, so much going for you.
Well, I didn't make fucking shit when I was at Sirius.
But, like, you have such talent. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you
I was
talent.
Well, thank you for saying that. You're but welcome. I was also just, like, from the outsider looking in, I was on a reality TV show and then I became an influencer. Right. Like, bada bing, bada boom. This is basic bitch. Ready? It me. So, okay. So because of that, I think a lot of people love to be like, what would you do one day if the internet ended? What would you do one day if Instagram ended? And I was like, I'd get a fucking job. What do you mean? What do you mean? What happened in COVID when all the fucking teachers and nurses got laid off? Like when they had to figure it out, or the government helped them. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. I would figure it out. I'm not an imbecile.
Wow.
Like I had jobs before this, like I would get a job. Like, would I be buying all the Fendi tracksuits? Probably not. Should I stop buying them now because they're a bit much? Yeah, probably also that. But like, do you know what I mean? I don't like when people tell me like, oh, what would you do, Shannon? I'm like, I would go into sales. I'm really good at selling shit. Obviously, I'm an influencer. Like, I don't know. I'd sell used cars. Like, I could sell a fucking ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves. I could do it.
This is the secret. This is the secret. Because when you're not scared, you fucking thrive.
Yeah.
And when you're fear-based, you fucking blow.
And
that's me.
Scared money don't make no money, bitch.
Girl, I'm going to St. Bart's for my birthday. Fuck it.
Yeah, why wouldn't
Fuck
you?
Fuck Tulum. Oh my God. But
we're only going to be this hot and this skinny for so long. Go to fucking St. Bart's for your birthday.
I'm going. It's done. I also have a fuck ton of points.
Okay, see, it's giving scared energy, but use your points. No, points should be used. You know what? I hoard my points. It's so weird. I have like 4. My mom one time goes, you have like 4 million points. And I was like, I know. And I go, because I'm trying to use it on one big item. She was like, no. On what? Oh my God, Tesla?
You have points poverty. You have fear about points.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, but they're all there. I don't want to lose them. She's like, it's literally what they're for. I'm like, they roll over.
I'm going to try to Shannon Ford the money energy for 2024 because my wife kind of is like that. And she gets so frustrated with me. Like, she's like, stop being so like,
and you know what?
Based.
You all married them because my fiance, James, he grew up with money and he grew up with a financial advisor, like not a financial advisor, is not his. His dad's like a financial genius.
Yeah.
He is an investment banker. He's like all the things. So like,
oh my God, hedge funds. I love
James
hedge funds.
Gets so frustrated. Couldn't even tell you what one is. James gets so frustrated whenever I do things and I'm like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Money is, he's like, ever flowing to us, but we gotta be smarter. And I was like, no, we just have to live our lives. Like, we don't just like go like money. We don't go buy tables at freaking wherever clubs. Like, we just like, I don't know. Like, I just want our house to be beautiful. I want us to live every day in a house that we love. I want us to like take a trip that we really want to go on and eat the food we want to eat.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer.
Honey, if there's one thing my friends and I love doing on the weekends and during the week, if I'm totally being honest here, it's an ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors are more dull than this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I cannot believe we still don't know about Kyle and Morgan. Whatever, I digress. But that's why I'm so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Who doesn't love a party? Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With four fan favorites, including brand new raspberry. She loves raspberry. It's got a little something for everybody. Bring it to wine night, bring it to book club, bring it to the gym. Okay, maybe not the gym, but like you get the idea. The point is, with this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. And the best part, each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now back to the podcast.
How did you get from where you grew up to like to this financial place? Secrets of your ways.
Oh, I mean, back to me saying I've spent all my money on things. Right. I bought a house last year, and that was bad because I was like, first of all, I'm an influencer. So like every bank is like, you don't have a real job, you're a stripper. And I'm like, damn it, you're right. And so like no one believes you and it's not consistent. Yep. Like my bank shows me making so much money, right? Cause right. like Sly, I make money. But like,
girl, yes.
But like it shows this, but like one, it's also showing me spend it so much, but two, it shows it so inconsistently. So like, how did she make this amount this month? And they're never so far off from each other, but it's simply not a consistent pay stub.
Yes.
And I'm like, but look, I made more money each year than I did the last. That's great, right?
Right.
That's great, right? And like, they're like, yeah, but
you know, it's
not consistent.
Backwards.
It's just not consistent.
Because you could get fired from your corporate job and snap of a finger. It's actually probably easier to get fired from a job where you work for a company than if you're self-employed like we are.
Yeah, we only just have to get canceled, which could also happen pretty easily for me, but.
You know what?
Anyways,
enough to get canceled, thank God.
I also believe that like no one can cancel you. You had to like, I know people have said, this is not me being like, really prophetic, like people have said this before, but like you have to decide that you're canceled. You have to go into hiding.
Yes.
You have to delete yourself from the internet.
Yes.
You have to do all these things. Like real life, like we can't go around just deleting people. Like
no.
they're still here.
And everybody I know that has been like canceled,
they come back.
They're back.
Everyone's back. We're all back. So
canceling is fraudulent.
It's the comeback tour. So yeah, I mean, I it was really hard for me to buy a house. Also, I was like, my mom, I'm like so transparent with my parents. So like my mom always helps me with stuff, but there was one point where she was like, hold on. Why don't you have, what's, is that all your savings? And I was like, yes. And she goes, you can absolutely buy the house of your dreams with that. But honey, there should be more in there. And I was like, I know, because she knows how much I make. And I'll call her when I get a big deal. Like, oh my God, this deal is for X amount of money.
Right.
So she's like, so where, well, you told me, remember you said you did that deal with, where does that go? I was like, jet ski. Bought the jet skis. Remember, I bought the two jet skis. And she's like, right, you bought the two jet skis. Got it. She's like, where did the, but remember you made this big deal from? I'm like, pontoon. Bought the pontoon. She's
love
like,
that boat.
She's like, me too.
Love that
pontoon. But you
pontoon.
Know what I mean? I was buying a house, and you should buy a house when you get to like the place I'm in my career. I should have bought a house and it should have been no big thing, baby. Like I was just buying my first home. It should have been okay. But instead I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm having to pour my savings. But then I just like really did just save all. I was like, no more buying purses. And it's funny, you go a year without buying purses and you're like, who fucking even needs purses?
Girl, you know how I feel about finesse.
Like why am I even buying this bullshit? Like none of this is real, but I do love it.
A certain amount, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, and I mean, too much. Oh my God, I have too much. And it's so
how
crazy.
Many?
I mean like so many. Like
you have to guesstimate for me.
Like designer purses, like really nice designer purses.
Yes.
25? 30? Like that's like it's a fucking
crazy.
Lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
So I remember so Shannon and I literally just met today.
We did.
But this has been a long fucking time.
But welcome to my financial portfolio.
I know. Can you even?
Am I like the rudest person on the face of the planet?
No. I went on Jason Tardik's podcast where he like literally has a finance podcast and he like asks like, how much money did you make here? And I was like, I'm not telling you.
Oh, just so you know, this is a financial podcast.
Do you know that I say that on my podcast all the time? And I say it so much. It's like a little inside joke on my podcast. I'm like, everybody knows this is a finance podcast because I give the worst finance advice ever. And I started getting picked up. I don't know if it's AI or the bots, but I've started my mom because my mom is the most precious person ever. She gets Google alerts for me. And she goes, you have started popping up on financial-based reports on like podcasts to listen to. Finance. She was like, obviously someone's not doing their homework, right? And then they're like telling, I'm like talking about like, I don't know, like Justin Bieber's pubes. And they're like, listen to this fucking finance podcast because I say it so much on my podcast.
I cannot.
This is a finance podcast. This is a finance podcast.
So I feel like I found you. I definitely watched you on TV for sure.
Okay, love.
And then, but like in the recesses of my brain, there's so much reality TV in my head. Do you know what I mean?
No, you have so much.
I couldn't tell you storyline per se, but I can tell you general things.
That's fine. Storyline, okay. I was the villain. It was fine.
But I definitely feel like I probably started following you when Claudia and you became friends because I'm competitive and I'm like territorial. I was like, who is this gorgeous, thin bitch coming from my friends?
Stop it.
So how long have you known Claudia for?
So anyways, tell me about Claudia. When's the last time you FaceTimed Claudia? No, it's so funny. I love Claudia so much and I feel just honored and privileged to even, when she calls me, I'm like, well, she's about to be somewhere. How cool.
Me too. And I'm never still
like, I posted the other day, I was like, I get such, you guys don't even understand the fucking dopamine hit that I get when they talk about me on the toast. I'm like, fuck you.
My God, isn't it the
No, it's like such a hit. Like,
and the toasters are such a vibe.
They're so nice. And like, I've done every drug you can do and it really does kind of feel like a drug. So I'm like, love. I've known her. Where did I meet her? I met her. They were inviting me like to the Spritz events and stuff. Yes. And I followed her sister first.
Oh, because you fraudulently moved to New York.
Because I fraudulently moved to New York. But before I fraudulently moved to New York, Jackie, I was in New York just visiting and Jackie said something like precious. Like we should go. I met Jackie way before I met Claudia.
No fucking shit.
Yeah. And then I met Margo before I met Claudia.
I'm deceased.
Yeah. And I met Jackie and we went to Bergdorf's because of course we did. And we had a little lunch and it was great and fabulous. And she was like booked and busy. I remember because I'm such a girl that's like you, like, what are you doing after this? Let's just keep hanging out.
Right.
Like I promise I have social cues and I don't really bother people that much. But like, if I can pick up on the energy, I'm like, let's keep hanging out.
Exactly.
And so anyway, she was like, oh, I've got to run. And I was like, oh, she has things to do, but she has bebes and things now. So I met her and then we all just started following each other, I think maybe. And then when I fraudulently moved to New York, I, hung out with Margo and like the influencer scene kind of vibes, but yes. Margo was just always so sweet, always including me and stuff. It was so nice because I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do here. Like what? And then like, you know, like, I'm sorry, but bitches in New York are not the same as bitches in the South. So I needed someone to pull me in because ain't no one was tossing out the invite card.
New Yorkers are friendly when you are in.
Well, yeah.
But like, it's definitely,
they didn't
like,
know me. I don't, yeah.
It's hard to like break into, I feel like maybe groups.
Yeah. Like I think it doesn't the saying go or like the concept is that girls in LA are like kind of like they'll be nice like to your face but not nice behind your back, whereas like New Yorkers are like mean to your face but like if they actually love you, they're like, they won't, they'll do anything for
true
you,
blue loyal. It's
giving like firefighter. So anyways, we met at Serena Kerrigan's birthday party. I'll never forget. I was like in the bathroom and I heard, is that Shannon Ford? And I like turned around and I was like, oh, hi. And she was like, Shannon, yo, come here. And she's like sucking on her vape. And
she's
like
obsessed with you.
No, she was great. And then that night is where our friendship blossomed because she was like, there was like temporary tattoos of Serena's face everywhere. And she always has like blowout big birthday parties. And like, she got like a temporary tattoo and I was wearing this really slutty, like fabulous backless dress that like went down to my butt crack basically. And she's like, let me tattoo your ass. And I was like, okay, anything. And she was pouring water down my asshole because like, I was like, Claudia, have you ever fucking put on a temporary tattoo before? Like literally like wet something to put on top of it. She was just, there's really funny pictures of us. Like it just became like, it was great. It was just like immediately we were friends. And then we started hanging out as friends do. And then I think I came on the toast and.
You came on the toast.
That was it.
That's when you were on my radar. And I remember you guys went to Chanel. You went to lunch and then Chanel. Oh, and I was triggered. Okay, here's why.
Dead.
So I'm competitive as fuck, but like, I'm also not, because we're talking in the car, right? I'm very like gentle and empathetic, but I'm also kind of competitive.
I do not get that energy from you. So
competitive?
Yeah.
I think I'm just like,
like in a mean way now.
But I'm not, you know what the good, the thing about me.
Not mean.
Is that I am competitive, but I never, like, I'm not somebody that gets jealous and then like projects my jealousy onto other people. I like just self-punish with the jealousy.
Yeah, you just like compartmentalize all the jealousy to yourself. You're like, fuck.
Oh, remember when you asked me who I like sleuthed on?
Yeah.
You.
And why didn't you say it on my podcast then?
Why?
How deep did you go?
So, well, just follow. I mean, that's as deep as I go.
That's not sleuthing. That's supporting.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But Claudia and I went out to lunch together after the toast.
Yeah.
Like months before you guys had, okay?
Okay.
And we got shwasted. And then we went to her friend Abe's apartment. But she had said to me on the way, we're toasty. Let's go to Chanel. And I said, bitch, I have a fake Bottega on me right now. A bitch can't go into a designer store.
That's hilarious.
I'm mortified. So we didn't go. And also, I was like, I'm like psycho about money.
Right.
So I'm like, Chanel.
Yeah, you have to release.
So
this.
I said no. And we went to Abe's instead and we drank more.
Well, let me tell you something. I went on the toast with her and we were friends then, but not like friends like we are now, obviously.
Right,
and
right.
I think we decided to go to Chanel and, but it wasn't like, we, like that sounds like, now that because I love Abe, I know Abe, I love, like me and Claudia weren't getting fucking swasted together. I probably was behind her back. I was probably like, another glass of champagne, Mansoor. Like, please, please, please. But like ours was very much like, should we pop into Bergdorf's? Oh, should we grab one? And then I just like bought everything that, you know what? I bought the purse that I got here. I bought that.
Oh, I love that,
yeah,
Chanel.
Me too.
It's fabulous.
Me too. So I'd like in some earrings, I think. But anyways, ours was like, and then afterwards we'd be like, bye. You like kept hanging out with her and got wasted. That's way more friend material.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
She like got an Uber and was like, see ya.
I know, but I was just like, oh my God, they went to Chanel. Like, that's so bonding. That's so special.
That was special. And I'll always remember that Chanel. Like, you know what?
That's what I bought with Claudia.
Claudia has been telling me that I'm a better friend than you lately.
It's actually not funny. And I'm not
Imagine.
Laughing. I know I have a pit.
Triggered.
For real?
No, you sociopath. You're literally
this might
crazy.
Be the most honest podcast I've ever
no,
done.
No, I called Claudia and said, hey, I'm in New York. Who should I podcast with me? Always like use, I'm using and abusing Claudia. And I know she does not have the time.
Same.
Claudia is so sweet. She always makes time
she's
for
so
me.
Sweet.
But like, I am very aware that she's busy and probably is like, oh my God, Shannon. Like, I'm okay. I'm staying at the Bowery for 2 days, but I'm only staying here for 2 days. Should I extend there for 2 days or stay somewhere else? She's probably like, oh my God, fucking Google it. I don't know.
I'm
like, where do you think I stay? She's like, stay at the Bowery. I'm like, okay. But I was like, who should I podcast with? And she was like, have you not podcasted with Taylor Strecker? I said, no. She goes, oh my God. She only sings your praises. Do you need an ego boost? I'll give it to you. She is
friend.
Obsessed with you.
Same with you. She's really such a fucking ride or die.
She is. I agree.
She's amazing.
This is the Claudia podcast. We all just need a little pat on the back from Claudia. Where is that bitch?
Literally.
She just needs to remind us.
So I was obsessed and watch you guys buy bags and I was a little bit jealous, but whatever. And then I was like, oh my God, Shannon's everything in the world. And she like the fashions, Shannon, the fashions. I'm so obsessed, but also the body with the fashion.
Wow. Thank you so much.
What does it feel like to walk around in a bikini? And I'm asking you, cause I know you're the kind of bitch that will tell me the truth. You will. Like, for real.
Oh, that was the question. What does it feel like to walk around?
What does it feel like to be in your body?
I don't, I
like, when you put a bathing suit on, are you like,
I'm a
yes.
I'm a big whole piece girl. Whole piece, one piece. Like, yes. I love a one piece.
I love a whole piece.
If I'm
like,
whole
let's
piece.
Whole piece.
Wait, I think I call them that, whole pieces. Okay, I actually think I do. And then I heard how crazy it sounded, but I think I call them that. Whole piece. If I'm going on a boat with people, I love to have fun. I love to drink. I love to drink. So like if I'm going on a big boat excursion where all these bitches I know are taking photos, I am never wearing a bikini.
Okay.
I will always put on a one piece because like I want to live my life and have fun and not look back and be like, oh my God, fuck. Because everyone can look bad from a certain angle. So like, I don't know, like I have my days, you know, but like if I'm like posed and ready and it's the morning and yes. I put on a bikini, I feel nice.
Okay. When was the last outfit that you wore that you were like, oh, my outfit? Because I'm not joking. Like from outside looking in, it just looks like you just must like walk around glowing all day.
I put bad shit together all the time. You know what? So I have live shows. Always plug.
Yes.
I have live shows and
yes.
I wish I did that thing Claudia did. I asked my producer in the beginning, like, should I do this? My tour manager was like, it doesn't seem very you, but for consistency, you could. You know how Claudia wears the same outfit for all of her tours?
I did that when I was
smart.
On
smart.
It just makes life so much easy. First tour, I only had one outfit. So it's a little stinky.
Yeah. Right.
But I was always like, PJs there or like sweats there and then like outfit.
Put it on.
Get off the second I get off stage.
In confessionals and reality TV shows, they make you wear the same outfits and they're so afraid you're going to lose it that they keep it there.
No.
But you're in a fucking dungeon and they're like making you cry, laugh, talk shit, laugh, cry, laugh. They're pumping you full of alcohol. By the time I got that outfit back at the end of the season, I was like, there are holes in this. Like through the armpits. Like,
no.
Like I'm like, it's burnt through like acid. Like I was like, I have to throw this away. Like this is crazy. So I see wearing the same thing over and over when you're like on stage and like,
yes.
Maybe nervous, excited, whatever.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Taylor Farms. I know you're like, wait a second. Taste of Taylor is amazing. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits are incredible. I mean, coincidence? I think not. No, I'm telling you. Like, it's not easy, even restaurant quality, to find a really great salad. I've actually gotten really good at making salads at home, and it's a lot of work by yourself at home to create like an epic salad. And I mean, I was doing it for a while, but when I tell you they took me 4 hours, I am not exaggerating. And now, thanks to Taylor Farms, Oh, my goodness, I'm burdening me. Honestly, I would choose Taylor Farms because it's convenient, but then I would also just choose it because it's delicious. But the fact that it's 2-in-1, it's like, it's the greatest thing ever. So Taylor Farms is a family-owned company, love that, on a mission to create healthy lives through fresh and delicious food. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits defy boring in every bag with over 30 flavors. And each base is a unique blend of greens and veggies created to perfectly complement the toppings. And oh my God, their dressings. They have so many different dressings and they're so good. And it's all combined to deliver the best tasting, flavor-forward salad kits. You're like, which one's your favorite? The Asian chopped kit? The wedge, the steakhouse wedge chop kit. Oh, the sweet kale chopped salad kit. I didn't even think I liked kale until I tried this. It's kale, obviously. It's broccoli. It's Brussels sprouts. It's radicchio, which I die for. Cranberries, pumpkin seeds in this creamy poppy seed dressing. Taylor Farms is really where convenience meets freshness. So whether you're a busy professional or a home chef, Taylor Farms salads make eating healthy a breeze. I'm telling you, my wife and I eat them every single day. Purchase Taylor Farms chopped salad kits where you like to shop. Available at all major grocery stores. And now back to the podcast.
I thought it was very un-Shannon to not just like slay every outfit. But because of that, I'll be like, I have to come up with 3 fabulous outfits like for, you know, a run of shows for cities. And so
right.
I will put together the fucking crazy. I'll be like, this is perfect. And I'll send it to like someone and they're like, This is point blank period not good. Like this is, I put together this outfit, I'll have to show you a picture. And my friend was like, it is so bad. And I was like, how dare you? This is whatever brand it was. And this is literally, she goes, it does not matter. It means nothing to me. That cannot be worn. And so like, I put bad stuff together because I'm like fucking grasping at straws over here. I'm trying to shop less because I bought a house.
Right.
And I'm like, how many things can I put together?
What are your thoughts on outfit rewearing? Outfit repeater.
You'll see this. Like if you scroll through my stuff, I wear this all the time because it's so expensive.
So cute.
And I feel like kind of classic, even though it's kind of in your face.
It is classic.
I think we should all be Lizzie McGuire outfit repeaters.
Yes.
Like I think we all should be. Like we're spending so much fucking money on
That's
stuff.
The thing.
Like I've got, tried to get better. I know I'm a hashtag influencer, so I get a lot of clothes sent to me for free.
Right.
But I'm like, stop buying shit, Shannon. Like rewear your gorgeous outfits. Like rewear them.
And I always end up going for like
crime.
The same few things all the time anyway.
Of course.
So it's like, what am I doing over here?
Of course. And like nobody notices or cares. Like what?
Oh, are
like,
you kidding me? I get dragged because I'm a serial outfit repeater. I mean,
wait, really?
My mom like, literally calls it. Like, she's like, well, I have my uniform for the month of February. Like, I want to wear the same thing over.
Do you
over,
get dragged
over,
by your over, mom over. Or by your followers?
No. My mom literally is, she's queen uniform. So it's passed down. It's generational uniform.
Right. Your mom's a cartoon character. She's just in the same thing always.
Exactly. And
got
like,
it.
It's like one or two, like such cute outfits.
Yeah. My mom's like that actually.
Oh my God.
But I think it's so cute. I'm like, mom, love that fit.
I know.
Love.
So when I find something I love, and also like the narrative I used to tell myself was like, my body has shifted now that I'm like older and on Ozempic, but it's like the best I've ever been. But I used to be really big on the bottom and really tiny on top. So like,
okay.
It was a stark difference. So finding pants was like the miracle of all miracles.
Right.
So I was like, well, it's hard for me to find things that I feel fabulous in. So when I do, I'm going to keep wearing it over and over. It's a little less true now, but like, it's still the same.
I think when you feel good in something, wear it. Also, an issue that I have is people like that send me clothes. Everyone, it is such a compliment. I appreciate it so much. Everyone thinks I'm smaller than I am. Everyone's like, well, you must be 5'9" and a 00. And I'm like, I'm not that at all. Not even a little bit. Not so far. Like trying on wedding dresses because I'm getting married this year. So I just tried on wedding dresses. And yeah, these gorgeous, lovely salesmen are bringing me these, like, I go, who's wearing this? Who? And aren't you supposed to have sample sizes? Like, who is wearing this?
It's crazy.
Like, I'm not this. So when I feel good in something, because I think maybe you think I look nice too, because I dress my body correctly. It's all about how you dress. And if you feel good, fucking
it's
rewear
so
that shit.
True. Yeah. I mean,
I also try to do too much. The other day I put on jeans and a white t-shirt where you could see like a little lacy bra through that. And it was the most simple outfit. And I thought, oh my God.
How can I fuck this up?
That is so nice. Why am I always trying to put a feather fucking boa constrictor shirt on with a sequin skirt and Fendi boots? Why don't I put jeans and a like really beautiful white top on? That is stunning. Why don't I do that more often?
Simplicity. I know. I do that too. There's so much. It is interesting though being like, I mean, do you like the term influencer or do you hate the term influencer?
I mean, I don't like it, but it's just my own ego. I'm like, I'm so much more, but like, am I? Am I?
Oh, I saw you said to Jackie that you were a marketer, which you are.
Oh, when people are like, what do you do for work? I'm like, marketing. Like,
I love
why?
It. I know.
Like, why? I don't know. I just say that.
The way my soul leaves my body, a little piece of my soul is taken out of my body every single time I have to say I'm a podcaster, which is crazy because I love this job. I want to be, yeah. This is not me being like, me, I'm not shitting on it. It's just the reaction is so
Well, it's so...
They feel bad for me, I can tell. And I want to be like, I worked at Sirius XM Radio for 12 fucking years.
No, it's so weird. And it's obvious. We are absolutely projecting.
Totally.
Like, this is 100% an us thing. But like, because we are so blessed, so happy. But like, I don't know what it is about it. I'm like, I wish I was a nurse. I wish I was a teacher. I wish I had anything to say.
Anything.
Because everyone immediately, when you tell me you're a nurse, I do not think of three nurses that did me dirty and like blew my vein out or did something. I mean, I think of what helpful, lovely people. When I think of teachers, I don't think of my shittiest teacher from third grade. I think of all my favorite teachers. When you think of an influencer, you immediately think of your least favorite one.
It's so true.
Like when you tell someone you're an influencer, they're like, ew. Cause like they're not thinking of their favorite influencer. They immediately are like, oh, I fucking hate that one bitch that's an influencer. You know what I mean?
So fucking
like,
true.
Our job is triggering to people. So I know when I tell people, I'm like, oh, influencer.
But even podcasting, I feel like people are like, oh, you do.
Oh, you like to hear yourself talk for an hour? I'm like, what? Yeah.
And then I always followed up with, well, I worked at Sirius XM Radio, and then it's an instant.
It's different.
They're like, oh my God.
What should I say that could be instant?
It's crazy. Well, no, I'm not saying it anymore because it's because I that's like saying like, well, I'm a lesbian. Oh, but I was married to a rich man.
We need to ride or die for ourselves. We need to be like, I'm an influencer.
Yes, I'm a fucking podcaster.
I'm a podcaster.
And we also know how great life is doing it. So it's like, whatever. It's like jokes on fucking them. Like, you know?
Yeah.
You with your judgment.
Yeah, but now I'm still thinking maybe I could come up with something. I could come up with something maybe that could be my serious sex then. Maybe I could, I'm on tour.
I'm on tour. Oh, that that works well too when you're like, oh, podcaster. Oh, but the other time when I was on tour, they're like, tour.
James called me out so hard when we were on a plane once. These fabulous gays were sitting behind us. We unbeknownst to us, went to Aspen Gay Ski Week.
Yes.
And our friend texted us when we were on the way and was like, you bitches, it's Aspen Gay Ski Week. I'm so jealous. And he and I didn't say a word to each other. It was a group text and we just went like this. Okay, we were at the gate and we just went, oh. And then there were the most fabulous men sitting behind us. So, so, so fabulous. I wanted like them to like me so bad. And James was like, Shannon, hey, will you have my computer charger? I was like, yeah, I don't know. Did I take your computer charger when I was on tour last week? Did I take that? Or did I, after I did my show?
Like, but when I was tour.
In the green room, were we like, or was that the other city? And James was like, Shannon. But you know what? Like, I felt like they were listening. I felt like they were like, no, I just felt like they were probably like, what's she up to? What does she mean she's on tour? I don't know. I just really wanted them to like me. So I was like, James is like, stop doing that. So I was like, okay.
No. I fully support
that. That'll be my Sirius XM.
I totally support it. How was tour, by the way?
It's great. It's fun. It's nerve-wracking. I mean,
isn't it?
I go up there by myself. So it's like a lot of live podcast tours have co-hosts.
It's true.
And I have my podcast and I do like majority solo podcasts. So it's just like, I'm not trying to put myself on the back and I absolutely can talk to a brick wall for an hour straight. But like being on stage by yourself when you're not doing memorized stand-up, it's hard.
I will
but
say,
it's
so
fun.
When we first went on tour, so I've done a couple of shows, like just like solo shows. And actually I did one in Nashville years ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to actually die. The nerves were so overwhelming. My mom, my sister, and my manager at the time were with me. And I was like so deeply unwell. I was like, I don't think I can ever do this again.
It was so hard. No one to bounce anything off of the audience. And you know what it is? I'm doing a live podcast tour and I sprinkle some comedy in. Like there's some memorized stories.
You
there's
are
some
fucking
stuff.
Hilarious.
Thank
it's
you
comedy.
For saying that. But yes. The podcast is a comedy podcast. But like, but here's the thing. Like you go on stage and I sometimes even say this. I'm like, don't forget, I am not a stand-up comedian. Like, because you're on stage, you're performing and people are like, I'm ready to laugh, motherfucker. And I have to remind myself, like, okay, these
it's
people
so
all bought a ticket. This I'm not performing at like, you know, whatever, like jump up on stage and give your 15 minutes of stand up. Like these people came to a show because they're podcast listeners or they're followers and they already like me and they're not actively wanting me to fail. And whatever I say, surely they will think is remotely funny because they like the podcast. So it's the same kind of stuff. So I have to like remind myself of that because I get up there and I'm like, they all want me to be Dave Chappelle. And I'm like, I'm not. So obviously, it's mental warfare in this fucking head.
Same.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Weight Watchers. To know me is to know that I'm a Weight Watchers girly. So when I heard about the new Weight Watchers clinic, I literally squealed with joy. For those of you following my journey with GLP-1s, please listen up because I'm about to explain how Weight Watchers is involved. Weight Watchers, the number one doctor-recommended weight management program and the trusted authority in evidence-based weight health, now offers a telehealth solution on the Weight Watchers app as part of their weight health spectrum. Weight Watchers' behavioral change program has helped millions on their journeys. But weight management is not one size fits all. For some, there are behavioral and biological factors to consider, and diet and exercise may simply not be enough. I am for sure one of those people. And that's why I'm so excited to share that they've launched Weight Watchers Clinic to get you connected to a specialized clinician to determine if you are eligible based on FDA guidelines for clinical interventions such as GLP-1 medications in your personal journey. Even more, they have a new GLP-1 program which offers specific behavioral support for those taking GLP-1 medications prescribed either from Weight Watchers Clinic or their own healthcare provider. It's all about support and community, and the Weight Watchers community is there. No stigma, no bias. Their program fits your personal weight health needs no matter where you are on your journey. Head to www.com/Taylor Strecker to see if you qualify. If you do, use code TAYLOR10 for $10 off your membership. Again, that's www.com/TAYLOR STRECKER to see if you qualify. And if you do, use code TAYLOR10 for $10 off your membership. With select plan purchase, restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/24. And now back to the podcast.
When I was touring with Stassi, I was like, I'll just open and I'll do a comedy set. Cause it was almost, and this is no disrespect to comedy, cause I fucking worship stand up.
Same.
Wish I could only dream of doing that someday.
But it's memorized. And that's beautiful.
But I will
beautiful.
Say, I was like, it's actually, I think, easier.
It's into-
To write this ahead of time, memorize it quick. Cause at least I know what I'm kind of in for.
And you know what? You would just have to get through your set. Like you would just have to get through it. Like, yep. Even if no one was laughing and your laughs were going up to die, you'd be like, well, I got four more for them coming out the cannon. Here we go. And exactly. If they don't laugh, this is the rest of my set. And then I get to say thank you. Like, my show doesn't even have an end.
Yes.
I just wait till it ends. And then I'm like, I mean, it does because I'm obviously timed in up there. But like, like it's more, okay, comedians are so fucking funny. They have to write their own fucking jokes. They have to have comedic timing. They have to read the room. All of these things are true. Yes. But it is a gorgeous thing to have a memorized set ready to go, and my show is not memorized.
And they practice it. I mean, when every time they go to like an open mic night or they have a show, even,
sure,
it's usually like the Netflix shows we see, like the specials. They have done that set 35 times at least.
What we're trying to tell all of you guys here is that we could easily be comedians. We choose not to be, but we could be on absolute sold out comedic stand up live tours.
Legit.
So.
The way.
Not really our vibe, but we could fucking do it. It would be easy.
I really, like, it's my new dream. It's my dream. I want to try comedy, but I am so fucking scared.
Oh, I say it all the time.
I'm like, I can't do it, but I want to do it, but I can't do it. Like, I'm like,
my listeners are like, you're fishing so hard. Just try. Because I'll be like, you know, the first 20 minutes is memorized stand up. And I'm trying to like dive in. And they're like, we know what you're doing. You want us so bad to be like, do stand up. And I'm like, and I do.
Should we just fucking do it?
We could just try it.
Let's just do it.
Scared money don't make no money. And what's the worst that could happen? They just don't laugh. I would crumble and die.
Scared money don't make money.
I don't know. People say that all the time.
I like that.
They do. If you're scared, go to church. I don't know. Fucking people say it.
If you're scared, go to church.
People say it. I don't know. I don't say it. People say it. I'm just repeating them.
Let's talk about your engagement.
My engagement.
Mommy, I'm engaged.
Mommy, I'm engorged.
And then also like all of the, so I used to do a segment on Sirius. I used to work on Sirius XM.
You used to work on Sirius XM.
It was called Almost Hitched Bitch.
Almost Hitched Bitch. Is it about people that almost got married?
It was about me during my wedding planning to husbands.
Love.
So I would share like everything. So best parts of wedding planning, worst parts. Have you even had any worst parts yet?
People
are psychotic.
People are crazy. I don't have a planner. Which that's everyone,
ding, ding, ding. That's psychotic.
Immediately people were like, you're deeply unwell. And I'm like, I live in this like fixed, like this weird fantasy world where I'm like, I could do it. And I don't want to pay anyone else to do it. Like I could do it. And I just, I'm 30 years old. I grew up in the South. So like everyone was getting hitched when they were 23. Okay. And they were like old. And so like I have been to so many weddings. Why? Like, this is not a hating on wedding planners at all. I still might get one. I say all the time, like, the day is long. I'm getting married this year. Not anytime super soon. Like, I still might get one. I'm definitely going to have a day of coordinator.
I'm not touching shit plans.
I'm not asking any of my family to do any plans. No, I'm not doing anything. No, I'm not doing shit. So absolutely day of coordinator is already like figured out, but it's honestly just the girl that works at the venue and she's been really sweet and I'm paying her a small fee to just be the day of coordinator and like make sure everything goes to plan. So that's covered. But like, I still might get a planner. I don't want to shit on planners. I just think I've seen such like bad things happen. And I bet there's more people who have been married on this that are listening to this podcast than wedding planners. So maybe I just will shit on them for a tiny second.
Okay.
And I don't mean shit on them. I just mean every time I ever like talk to my friends, they end up not liking their wedding planners or being frustrated with their wedding planners or being like, they didn't this. And you know what? Wedding planners have a hard fucking job, okay?
They do.
Like, imagine being a wedding planner. That seems very difficult and very hard. And I don't want to like resent someone for some dumb shit that's actually my fault, which I'm sure I would end up doing because I'm not like, you know, great like that. So I don't know. I just don't have one. And I just think I can do it myself. And so far I have the venue. I have the dinner. I have the reception. I have the band and the DJ. I have I have the florals. I have
everything.
I have everything. And so I'm not a cheapskate. Money is ever flowing to me, but I'm like, why would I pay someone? I'm such a control freak. I'm psycho with control.
Yep.
And I'm like, why would I pay someone? The main gripe I hear from people is like, I paid the wedding planner too much. Now wedding planners are probably listening. It's like, no, the fuck they didn't. They paid us enough for what we had to go through.
Literally.
But I just felt like I could do it. And I said, the second I realized I can't do this, now this was the hard part. I'm getting married in Italy because I'm a basic bitch.
Oh yes, you are.
And
will you say where?
Yeah. Positano. I'm getting married in the Amalfi Coast, which is great. And it's not that basic bitch of me because I'm marrying a European. So he's like, we're not getting married in Texas.
That's so fucking fair and so fucking
true. He's like, why would we get married in America?
And I feel like Europe is America. They're just different countries. Like, we're states, but they're... Does that make sense?
No, but yes. But yes, and I'm not good at geography.
It makes sense
to me.
So maybe
it does make sense, and I'm just bad at geography.
You know, it's like, if you look at America, we have states, and then the states are like, what countries would be in Europe? Like...
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Now I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yes, and he's basically like, it's a dream to get married in Italy. And I'm like, no one, none of my guests, we're having such a small wedding. None of my guests were complaining. 50.
Perfect.
Just 50. So
perfect.
It's really hard. It's like MySpace top 8 all over again. Like I was able to invite 8 people. He was able to invite 8 people. And then we each have 5 family members.
I was going to say.
That's, if you do the math on that, every 8, all the
8, 16, 32. Yeah.
And then our 8 friends are 8 people that we invited are all married.
Exactly.
Because right? We're, you know, so 8 16, turns to 16, 16, 16 32. 5.
Yep.
It's 52.
Wow.
Yeah. So like that we, it, you think
it's
like...
It's really not that much when you break it down.
When you think about it, you're like, I've invited my best friends. Every person I invited to the wedding is in the bridal party.
Okay.
Like there's not one attendee who is not also a bridesmaid. Like,
right.
Crazy, right? Anyways.
Has it caused any drama yet?
No, I've had to send a couple hard text messages, but everyone's been just really cool to my face.
So...
I mean, and what do I tell them? I always break it down. I go, I'm so sorry. Because no one, like my core group friends, like... Obviously I invited them, right? But like, you run into trouble when you have 100-person wedding or 150-person
You're
wedding,
so right.
Because everyone in your 4-tier group, friend group thinks they're tier 1 or 2. But really you're like, you're 4 and I don't know how to tell you you're not 2.
Right.
But no one questions the tier 1.
No.
No one questions that tier. But it gets dicey when you're in 3 and 4. They always think they're closer in. And
how
they're
do you
not.
Determine tier 1 is so interesting. So I got married obviously once and then again. So my first wedding was 180 people.
Okay.
And then this most recent one was 25?
25 people. That's like your family and 2 friends.
Let's even say it was 30. I really don't think it was though. And it was kids. There was kids there too.
Really?
My wife is a monster. She loves children.
Oh my gosh. It couldn't be me.
I know.
I love kids too, actually. I'm like the godmother to my 3 babies that live next door to my best friend, Taylor. I like eat up, you know.
Are you like dying for kids?
Dying.
You are?
Dying. James calls me very British. He says, you're so broody. You're so broody. You're so broody.
Oh my
broody.
God, it's so cute when he speaks a different language.
I know. Isn't it sweet? Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Crumpets and things. I keep telling him, like, let's just do it. Let's just have him now. And he's like, no. And then my grandma's so funny. My grandma's the coolest girl I remember. She goes, no, I need to see you skinny in that wedding dress. And I'm like, okay.
I need to meet your family.
They're great.
They sound so amazing.
They are the best people ever.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince is making my dreams come true because they offer a range of high quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50. They've also got washable silk tops and dresses. Not only is it luxurious, but it's also convenient. Oh my God, dry cleaning bills from my silk? No, washable silk only from here on out. They've got organic cotton sweaters that are just delicious and 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I know you're like, Taylor, but how? I'll tell you how. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, that silly middleman, and passes the savings directly on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And obviously, I love both those things. I have these Shearling slippers. You basically get a new pair every single year because I like to wear them without socks, and like they mold to your foot, but eventually they kind of got stinky and that can get really expensive. Well, guess who has Australian Shearling scuff slippers back in stock? Because after the holidays, yeah, they cleaned out, but now they're back. I'm going to get one in every color. Also, oh my God, my favorite pair of sweatpants. I wear them every single day. I wear them when I travel. And the thing too is they're not only super soft, but they're also really like chic because they got like a cropped ankle. So I wear them with a high top sneaker. I look way fashionable. They are the super soft fleece wide leg pants. I have them in navy blue. I have them in light gray. Honestly, I'm going to get them in every single color. What are you waiting for? Give yourself the luxury that you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/Taylor for free shipping. Ooh, I love free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Yeah, 365-day returns. That's because they know it's the good good. That's Quince.com/Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Taylor. And now, back to the podcast.
Southern girl, you are born and bred.
Born and bred, baby, South Cackalack.
So you're in Nashville now.
Yeah, and then I remained Southern and lived in Nashville. I've lived in Nashville. People think I'm from Nashville because I've lived there for 9 years. But I moved there when I was 21.
Wait, where first?
I born and raised in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And then moved to Nashville when I was 21. So I never left South Carolina, moved to Nashville after I dropped out of college. So it was like 21 and then moved to Nashville. I've been there for 9 years, but a lot of people, because from the show and because of the,
right,
like they think I lived in Nashville. I'm not going to lie. I lived in Nashville like right before it got really fucking cool to live there.
Uh-huh.
So people really do just associate me with Nashville, as they should. It's almost been a decade, but like, I'm not from there. I don't like claim that as my like home.
I love Nashville.
I love Nashville too.
Are you going to be, is it like Nashville or bust? Is it like definitely 100% you're going to be
there? We live in Franklin now on like farm area land, and it's great, like in a neighborhood, I mean, but like in that area of life, and it's so beautiful and so wonderful. But like my parents live on like a lake in South Carolina, Lake Murray, and I would die to live back on like a lake in South Carolina. I would love to have help with kids and be near family. His family's in London, obviously.
Yeah.
I would not be opposed to living in London one day.
I was going to say, what about London?
I think it'd be so fun. Like our kids are obviously going to be like dual citizens. So yes. Like I'm happy to go do that. And I'm just like, I could do it. I'm not like, we're living in Nashville. Like I could do it forever.
Okay. So speaking of Nashville and you moving there, we'll just talk a little bit about the show that you were on.
Oh, yeah.
Just remind the people what it was called.
Okay, so I was on Barry Cavallari for one season before I was unsanctimoniously fired.
Yeah, we over being fired.
It's okay. I'm getting over it every day.
Will you ever let go?
I'll never be over that, probably. It worked out so great for me. I should be over it. Like, everyone's like, it's the best thing that ever happened to you.
Same.
Like, it literally was the best thing that ever happened for my career.
Uh-huh.
For, like, my, like I just looked cooler because I looked like the girl that didn't come crawling back. Because, like, they did eventually ask me to come back on the show. Anyways, it did wonders for me, but like at the end of the day, I just loved being on TV. I feel like maybe, I know she doesn't feel this way anymore, but didn't Stassi, when she was on TV, she like loved being on TV?
She is such a natural born reality TV personality. Like she really is. And I think she sometimes forgets it, but like
she's
so fucking good at it.
Like, she shouldn't. And that's what I remember talking to someone. I felt so stupid because I was like, I'm just so good at this. Like I give all the producers their wish bites. I have all the best like interviews. Like I should be doing this still, which is like, oh my God, girl, like people are dying, Kim. But like, I really thought I was good at it. So I really...
You were really good
at it. So am I over getting fired off the show? I'll never be over it. No, because I just wanted to do it for a little bit longer.
I
don't want to do reality TV show anymore unless, again, we said, you and I both decided earlier that we would both always join an ensemble cast.
Yes.
If you would like me to join your ensemble reality TV show cast, I'm in.
But what does that mean? So I was telling Shannon, I'm obsessed with reality television. Mm. And it's always been like, even like The Real World, like I was grounded every single day of my life when I was in high school. So all I did was sit at home and watch fucking Real World. Thank you, mom and dad. That's why I'm so fucking obsessed.
Yeah.
I was like, if I could just be Ruth in the Hawaii cast, like Ruth, girl. Dead. Where is Ruth now?
Where is she now? Sorry. That's who we should sleuth on.
But I just like, I in my heart, I want to be on it. But then in my like brain, I know, I like my life. I don't want to fuck my life up. So it's like, but I can't help it. So I,
it wouldn't fuck your life up if you were on an ensemble cast.
Like, it would not?
No, because like you're already like, it fucks people's life up when they go on and they become famous and they don't know how to handle it. Like, and a Real Housewife becomes famous, but she's like, how do I handle all this like torture? Like everyone hates me. Like you also could go into it knowing everyone's probably not going to like you. And that does wonders. People ask like, how are you not so upset about being the villain? And I was like, oh, shouts out Kristen Cavallari. She coached me to be the villain. She was like, we need a villain. Our show was a first season ground up show.
Yeah.
We had to, everyone was comparing us to Vanderpump Rules at the time. Cause it was a, you know, she was the Lisa Vanderpump and she had a cast of employees.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I got to show up and show out and pop my pussy. And she was like, so you're great. You're so cute. You're so funny. No one's really mean on the show yet. And I was like, okay, I'll volunteer a tribute. Like I knew it was all fake and I didn't care.
Right.
And so I like started fighting, instigated things. And because I knew my edit going in, I was so not perturbed by everyone being like, you're a cunt bitch. I was like, I know, right? Like I didn't care.
Yes, thank you, gold star, I'll take it.
Yeah, I didn't care because people were talking about me and I also like loved the attention. So like if you can go into it with that mentality, then you could also be okay.
That's fascinating. So my wife and I auditioned for Real Housewives of New Jersey. I know, we did not get it. I'm not bitter. So I know, whatever. But you know what I think? I think
you should do better.
Bravo
Try
casting,
harder.
I think that Rhodes could lead back.
Someone reached out to me and said they were trying to do a Southern Charm in Nashville. And I was like,
would you please join it?
Well, yeah, I would be honored to. I'd be honored to. I'd be thrilled.
Oh my God.
Will punch someone. No, I'm just kidding. I would never. People actually go to jail for that shit. I can't do that.
I support it.
I have reoccurring nightmares that I go to jail.
No.
Like, and I'm not afraid of jail. I don't know. I'm so afraid of being arrested.
What?
Which I know leads to jail. But like, I don't know. I just keep having reoccurring nightmares. Can I tell you something? I do not, on my life, I do not drink and drive. I keep having nightmares that I'm getting caught drinking and driving.
Oh, that's scary.
You guys,
shit.
I do not drink and drive. I feel like y'all aren't
believing
me. I don't drink and drive, but I keep waking up being like, fuck, I got caught again. And then sometimes I'll fall back asleep and like some dream expert needs to like break down that analysis. Am I like losing control in my life? But in the dream, I know I'm drinking and driving. I said, whoop, whoop. And I'm like, fuck.
My God. Even when you're not even doing anything wrong and you think you're going to get pulled over, I'm like, oh my God, I have all the heroin the back of the car.
Yeah, literally.
I'm going to jail for the rest of my life.
All my branding is like tequila helps. So I'd be fucked if I got a DUI. Like they'd be like, does it help?
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe that's like my like inner dialogue. I don't know.
So that's the key though to reality television is just like, so that's the thing is I feel like I could be good at it because, and I know it's different. Like where I am right now, like I'm like, I don't know, like Z-list, right? I fly way under the radar.
Same.
But like, I'm still like in the club a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get dragged and I have trolls. And like,
it affects me, by the way. I'm so speaking out of pocket. I mean, like you could just like not be affected by it going into it. Like you're always going to be affected by it because people are going to come up with new mean things to say about you.
What's meanest thing anyone's ever said to you?
Well, when I went on the show, oh my God, I lost so many mean things. But like also when I went on the show, my teeth were trending on Twitter. Literally. Very Cavallari was trending on back when Twitter was like you would check the trending hashtags. Hashtag Very Cavallari was trending number 3. Hashtag Shannon's teeth was trending number 14.
First of all, I want veneers and I literally, if I get to choose my teeth, I want your teeth.
That is so nice for you to say. Sure. I have had my teeth redone since that show.
No.
They were in fact very large horse teeth and they were so bad. And there was like Mr. Ed memes. And I remember being like, it always does suck when someone pokes fun at your appearance.
Yes. And especially if it's something that you actually are insecure about.
Well, yeah. I had always been telling my dentist, I think my veneers are too big. I think they're too long. I feel like it's kind of like giving horse. And he was always like, of course he didn't want to admit that he did a bad job. So he was like, no, you're crazy. And like, so when someone says something mean about your appearance that you already agree with, you're like, fuck. Yeah, it like really hurt your feelings.
Exactly.
But I was also like very fresh on the scene. So I was like, oh my God, people are talking about me. And my friend's like, not good, bitch, but
how does like, so is there a difference between like reality TV show feedback versus like internet feedback? Or is it all the same? If you've experienced one, you've experienced another.
I've experienced both, and I don't think it's the same thing, because it's easier to like, with the reality TV show stuff, you can be like, oh my God, they saw one scene. They
so it's actually easier when it's the reality TV
show.
Yeah,
because you're like, oh my God, you don't get that scene because they didn't show this one part. So you don't understand what you're seeing. When someone follows your whole life on social media and you're just like transparently being yourself, and then they're like, you're fucking terrible. You're like, oh shit, they did a whole synopsis of my life based on what I gave them, and they think I'm terrible. That was not the end goal.
The worst.
That was not what I wanted to achieve here.
Is when like an OG turns on you. Because it like that's usually how it happens. Like trolls don't just come out of nowhere. They usually fuck with you for a while, and then something, I like to believe, something snaps in their life. Like, it's not about me, it's about them, and now I'm triggering them, but like, good Lord.
The line between love and hate is so thin, do you know what I mean? So usually it usually is, like, I always, if someone's really mean, I like to scroll up and see, like, are they having a bad day? And it's always, they always start out nice. Any troll, if you're listening to this, I promise you, I guarantee you always, you did like me at some point. Because, and the line is so thin. Like, being able to flaw, if you feel indifferent, indifference is the worst. Oh my God.
If everyone just
felt indifferent about me, I would fucking crumble and die.
Yeah. Like oh, her, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh my her. God.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh. And so, I just took the breath out of me. No, I'm kidding. I just like, that is, it's like why Taylor Swift has her song. Like I wasn't angry. I wasn't mad. I'm indifferent. And I'm like, oof, yikes.
That that's the most
diss track. Yeah. That's a diss track. So
some woman called my voicemail for the show.
Yeah.
Like, leave like questions that I can answer, whatever. And she was like, I was on Stassi's podcast talking about Brittany Mahomes. And she was so mad at me. She's like Brittany Mahomes' fucking like aunt or some shit. She was so fucking pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, I don't even know who you are. And I'm like, now see, that is, even though I know you went and found me in my website and you left a voicemail that sounds like you wrote out and scripted, like, it's still hurting my feelings.
That hurt, even though I know it is a blatant lie.
Lies.
That hurts.
I don't even know your name again.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I forgot who the fuck you are. Don't even answer this. I'm not going to remember to listen because I forgot your name. You're like, okay.
So I played it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because that is how mature you are. I am.
I mean, haters hurt. It depends. It depends on how I'm feeling during the day. I have great days. I have bad days where people get to me. But like, that's life. Like, there's a day. I mean, I just told the story in my podcast. I went to the airport and a dog literally pissed all over my Louis Vuitton luggage, because of course I carry Louis Vuitton luggage.
Of course.
And I, like, literally lifted its leg, peed like so much dog urine all over my bag, which was actually, outsider looking in, if I was looking at that, I'd be like, I don't know anything about this girl, but I just know she deserved that. Like I was in a line full of people with regular ass luggage, and mine was like Louis V suitcase with a Louis V duffel on top. And if I saw it happen, I'd be like, for some reason, I just know that girl deserved that. And
you don't though.
I really don't. But here's the thing I was telling James. This is what I told the podcast too, because James was there and he was like, and I was like, sir, your dog, it wasn't a service dog. It was like a just person's holding a dog. And I was like, your dog just peed on my suitcase. And I ran after him because I realized I didn't have any, like there was nothing. We were in line, like there was nothing to clean it up with. And like it was all over my suitcase. So I ran after him.
You grabbed the dog and you smushed the dog over it?
Yeah, yeah. No, the guy was in a wheelchair. And so I was like, he wasn't blind or anything. Like, it wasn't like a seeing eye dog, but he was like in a wheelchair. And I was like, hey, I was like, your dog just peed on my suitcase. Do you have any wipes or anything that you carry with you for maybe instances
might happen? That's fair.
And he gave me a pack of wipes and was like, I'm so sorry. My dog's been in the airport since 6 a.m. We keep getting canceled. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, do you want me to take your dog out? And he was like, would you mind? And I was like, no. I was like, it's an animal. It couldn't pee. Like, of course it had to pee. Like, it is hilarious that it picked up
like
a Louis V luggage.
Why your bag?
It looked like a tree trunk. Maybe it's brown. I don't know. Anyways, I was like, can I take your dog out for you? And he was like, do you mind? And I was like, I mean, he's in a wheelchair. Like, it's not the easiest thing to walk back out of the terminal and take your dog for a pee. And so anyways, took his dog out. And this is absolutely me trying to like give myself a hero complex.
No, but genuinely are like, Claudia's always been like, Shannon is so just fabulous, but so nice.
But life is how you respond to things, and life is how you perceive things and your perspective. And like, I just think like I was having a great day. A dog pissed on my designer luggage, and I was in such a fine mood that I took the dog out to pee. So like, I think like in another day, in another life, that might've really fucking bothered me. Who knows? Who's to say I wouldn't have been like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
But like, I was having a good day. I was on the way to Aspen. It was a free trip. Revolve was paying for it. I was feeling fucking great. I own Louis Vuitton luggage. I was feeling great. I was like, okay, I'm in a good mood. So like, I don't know. I was having a great day. So I did a nice thing, but I'm not always having a great day and I don't always respond nicely.
Right.
I'm a literal fucking human.
No, same. But like what I can say, okay, I have good days, I have bad days. And when I have good days, I'm like a motherfucking Teresa. But
yeah, same.
When I have bad days, I can tell you what I'll never do is I'll never troll somebody on their in their comment section.
Yeah, you said,
I don't understand that.
You said to me, you go, who has the time to do that? Which influencers love to say that. Influencers, which is so funny because we literally don't have jobs. Influencers love to be like, and who has the time? Who has the time? What, me?
No, you're so right. I have right all now, the time to do that shit.
I have the fucking time to troll people. I don't. I am someone who literally has the time to do anything I wanted to do that's not beneficial to my health or anything.
Yes.
And I don't
yes.
do that.
I've never said, I've never DM'd somebody something mean.
No.
I've never commented in a comment section mean. Now, if I was trying to be funny and snarky and it came across me, and I'm not even saying like, I'm just saying like, maybe I said something like snarky to a friend, but like, they're my friend.
Your friend doesn't count.
You
yeah.
know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, I can honestly say I've never trolled somebody like that on social media. I have a clear ass conscience.
Same, me too. I can go to sleep every night knowing that I've never done that. I also think that it's like, I say and think not nice things about people all the time.
Same.
You literally, I promise if you're listening to this right now, you do not have to type it out.
Mm-mm.
You don't.
You really don't.
And maybe it's their release. And again, I'm trying to like be better about like understanding perspective. They're going through stuff like maybe,
yes.
but like maybe we could try like an online journal that's not public. It's like, like not public. I don't know. Like if you get it out,
an
like
online journal.
Write it in a piece of paper, burn it. But like, it doesn't have to incite like internet violence. Like it's so
crazy.
It's so mean.
It hurts our feelings.
Mean.
And also, just so you know, it's loser energy. And that's the truth.
I know. I used to call trolls on my podcast losers. Like every time I'd be like, you're a loser from Loserville that sits on a throne of losers made out of a bunch of dead losers that are literally sitting there and you're sitting on their loser corpses on your loser throne. And I'm trying to shift my perspective and just be like, they're normal people. Cause what did we just talk about earlier? They're not always like this girl I know is like, oh my God, this girl just trolled me. Look at her. She looks so normal. I'm like, of course she looks normal. Like every bully on the internet isn't some bridge troll like in their mom's fucking basement with Cheeto fingers. Like and the influencers of the world. We love
to. That's exactly what I pictured. Cheeto fingers living in my mom's basement.
Right.
Like with an oversized Disney shirt on.
Right. And we love to do that. Like Tasmanian Devil, always the Tasmanian. They are the only people buying it. And we love to do that to people. We love to like project and be like, we're so beautiful and successful. You must be hideous and ugly and poor. But like, here's the reality of it. They're normal functioning people with good jobs.
Yes. And children.
And children.
And in marriages.
And they're having a bad go at it.
But I don't care. No,
going through something.
Because I have bad days. Like we were just saying, we have bad moments and I don't do it.
But we're not having as bad of moments.
Oh, I can't find compassion. I'm a bitter. Like
they
I know.
They need to find therapy and they need to find trouble. But it is important to note that like, they're not like these nasty, crusty, like
no, they are.
Sitting in their discharge in their mom's basement. Like, ew, that was so graphic. But you know what I mean? Like that's
yes,
not like what.
Discharge. No, I like that. I support
sitting
that.
In the discharge. Not even
just
wiping.
Like discharge, like discharge diva.
Discharge Divas, the new troll name.
Just so you know, if you troll me, I know you're just covered in discharge.
You are absolutely reek of discharge.
You're just like admitting that you are like a discharge lady.
100. And by the way, all with a discharge, but you're just sitting in it. You're just rotten in it.
You crusty.
You nasty bitch. You are not excusing yourself. You're just sitting in it. Yeah, that's.
But the thing is like, so if you're a troll and you're listening, and I'm sure somebody is, like right now they're like, how dare they come for me? So the way that a troll gets so offended by trolling back. So like, I don't start, but fuck around, find out with me.
I used to do that all the time. And sometimes if it's just if I come up with a really funny response, I'll still do it. But like, I also found myself like, and you know, my like fans would be like, oh, you pay so much attention to the mean ones. You never really write back to me though. And I'm only nice. And I'm like, that is such a good point.
Accurate.
And so I make a point now to like always try to go through my DMs and like respond to really nice stuff.
And actually what I've tried, so I was the same thing. Squeaky wheel gets the oil. And I'm like, reflecting.
What does that mean?
Squeaky wheel gets the oil. It's like the person that's complaining the most or like, you know, like a Karen. It's like they get the attention because they're like, meep, 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 meep.
Squeaky wheel gets the oil.
And then it's like you give them the attention and then it's like all these amazing people who are following the rules get ignored.
Yeah.
Or who are like just being amazing.
Yeah.
So I made like a commitment in 2023 to stop giving so much energy to the trolls
right.
and give, because I was like, it was almost like I was rewarding them.
And we also are, like, unless you really do look at something and laugh and think it's funny and come up with a funny response back, like, we are definitely projecting. If we're so triggered by something they said, like, if the shoe fits, bitch, like, why am I so triggered by this? I try to look inward.
No, right, don't then. Do not give that to the trolls. Do not give that to them.
Not everything they say is true, but, no, like, sometimes I found myself back in the day, I'd find myself, they'd be like, she's obsessed with designer clothes. And I'd be like, no, I buy other stuff too. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I was, you don't know me back in my heyday. I was like, if a troll said anything, I would screenshot it, put in my story, and I responded to every single one of them. Like,
I'm dead.
Like, that is, you're deeply unwell, bitch. Like me. Like, come on, Shannon. Like, so I'm talking about
those. I
get it, though.
I have empathy for it.
I'm talking about those.
But I definitely.
I'm not sticking up for the trolls here.
No.
I'm not.
But I will say, I try to respond to all the good ones. And then when I can just see by the length that it's bad, it really is this. I'm an OG listener. That's how it always fucking starts. I'm like,
mine always start. I used to really like you. I'm like,
oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay.
But like, sometimes I'll DM, less now, but sometimes I DM the trolls back and I'll be like, that's fucking rude. Or like somebody, people were so mean to me when I did my Weight Watchers partnership because they were like, you've been out here on Ozempic. I can't believe you're pretending. I'm like, yo.
It's not. No, it's
read
not.
Read the fine, like, print. They're working with GLP-1s. That's the whole fucking point.
Wait, also here's the thing. Like two things. And this is what, I'm telling you. Politics, world peace, everything could come together if everyone could have this one tiny, like, fucking concept and they could put it in their brains and understand it. Two things can exist at
once.
You can enjoy the Weight Watchers program. You can enjoy taking Ozempic and making yourself skinnier. And then, like, you can enjoy Ozempic and you can go to the gym to then tighten up your muscles after you lose the weight. Like, two things in fucking life can exist at the same time. You can be a Republican and hate Trump. You can literally, two things can exist at once.
Yes.
Like, they are allowed to in this world that we live in.
But like, we live in this world where people can't accept that.
Yeah, very extremist environment, which is tough.
So I clapped back at one woman and she was like, she was like, disappointed in you. And I was like, disappointed in you that you didn't fucking click the link and read what it's about. She was like, touche, I was drunk. I said, girl, I love you.
We just talked about this. One thing about me, I will always come crawling back as well. If someone trolls me and I write back, because I try not to like publicly blast them that much anymore. Now I'll just, maybe I'll respond back and be like, and I always say like, oh, I'm sad that you're misconcepted. Like, this is not this, blah, blah. And like, so many times they're like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Like, this is like not nice, like yada, 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 blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And I'm like, girl, I've been there. I've had a bad day too. Like, and I've had people in my life be like,
me too.
No, don't forgive them. And I'm like, nope, I will always give forgiveness as I would like to be forgiven.
Same.
I can't relate to writing a mean comment to a stranger on the internet, but you know what? Like, I
can see how you can get there.
I could see how you'd get there. And I just want you to know that everyone has bad days. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yep.
Hannah Montana said it best. Everyone has those days.
But then this one bitch comes at me.
Oh, here we go.
A different one. And she's like, doubles down. I did screenshot it. I posted on story. I did not show her name.
No shame.
But the bubble, the fucking stupid bubble. And it wasn't even a picture of her face, so I thought it was fucking safe. It was like a helmet.
Okay.
Whatever. And she, that's the thing. Like, they always say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
True.
I say, hell hath no fury like a mistress scorned. The wives be over here just like, you know, like brushing their shoulders off. The mistresses?
So true.
Well, and you ask Tiger Woods.
So
it wasn't
true.
His wives. It was
it
them.
Was the mistresses. You're so right.
Same with trolls. You drag influencers all day long. We can handle it. We have thick skin-ish.
Yeah.
On bad day, whatever. A troll cannot handle being trolled.
Well, it's not a good feeling. So like, yeah, like they're projecting and they would not like it if you did it back
to
them.
It's wild. And she was like spiraling so hard. I was right and she was wrong, but I had to like be like, baby, I'm going to delete it. She was like, everybody can say my profile. I was like,
oh,
girl,
no.
It's a helmet.
Are
She's
you
like,
embarrassed?
It's my alma mater. I was like, are you the only person in the world that went to the school?
Also, baby girl, are you embarrassed that you trolled a stranger on the internet? Are we now embarrassed? I don't know. I think like there are also the people that talk to you mean on the internet that want the attention. So you have to be like careful. Cause I went through the same because I was always posting them on the internet. Again, I was going through something clearly. I needed to like search within, but like I was always posting them. And then I started picking up. I was like, wait, people are sending me because they want me to post them. Like they need the attention right now. And I was like, oh my God, I'm literally giving it to them. What the fuck?
I know.
Oh my God, this is literally exactly what they wanted. What the fuck?
Shannon, I am so obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you too.
I am so happy we finally got to meet.
Me too.
Long overdue. Let's go get drunk.
Let's go drink some Sancerre and have a cigarette. And that's called a callback because we're comedians.
I really
That's the end of our show. Thank
you
for joining us.
Do you have any cigarettes? I want a cigarette.
I will literally, I'm such a follower. One thing about me, I'm not original. If anyone does something around me, I'll do it too. Like, I do not smoke cigarettes, but if you had one, I would smoke one.
I mean, I have to go buy them, but like every now and then we dabble.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll do it.
You know, got to keep this gorgeous Olympic voice up.
Oh my God, so true. Is that where it comes from? Six?
No,
just you.
Just genetics. Just
love.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Love you.
You guys, make sure to check out Shannon's podcast. It's called Probably a Podcast.
Yep, short for PAP.
Short for PAP.
We never shorten it. It's just Probably a Podcast.
And I don't need to say this because she has more followers than me, but follow her at Probably Shannon Ford.
Probably Shannon. I dropped the Ford.
You did.
I know. It's crazy. But thank you so much. Follow me, please. I love attention and followers. Thank you.
And also, she is on tour, so go check that out.
Guys,
well.
I'm on tour.
Where can they find the tour date?
In my bio. Coming to a city near you. Boston, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh.
I'm going to come to
the Philly.
I'm coming.
Go to a fucking... Make it make sense with the football game.
Fucking Philly. I will. You guys, that is it for us. Have a great rest of your week. Don't forget, I always say rate, review, and subscribe. It's like tipping your waiter. Love you to bits and pieces. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.